True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's get through this because I got some things to get off my chest. Starting with, I've made this rant and claim before on this very show.
You're going to offend someone, aren't you?
Maybe. But I think the worst character to ever get two TV shows in television history is Sheldon Cooper. Between Big Bang Theory and then Young Sheldon, whatever, Young Sheldon, that show's horrendous as well.
Little Sheldon.
You know I'm with you on this.
Thank you.
That show, I don't get how it ever got popular. I never found it funny at all.
Now we just got news that we're getting another Big Bang Theory spinoff.
The news
came out yesterday. What are we doing?
Enough of this. I did not see this news. Oh, my God.
I can't believe it.
Enough people love the first show and the spinoff to where it warrants, apparently, a third show.
Three shows with these characters. That's enough. And so I remember getting into this with Ron because I said Sheldon Cooper is the worst character to ever have two shows. I even have a list. I think Joey Tribbiani, who I actually do like. Joey was one of my favorites in Friends, but not good enough to get his own show, which they did with Joey in one season.
I'll agree with that.
Joey Tribbiani's on the list. Sheldon Cooper, Cleveland from Family Guy, the dullest character of the... Why did he get his own spinoff? It should have been Quagmire or even Joe.
But at least they poked fun at it.
Yeah, that's fair.
Every chance they got. They poked fun at it.
No good. Sheldon Cooper and then Chachi, who got Joni Loves Chachi. Five worst characters to get their own spinoff.
You mentioned another one to me during the break that, I'll be honest, it offended me because I'm a big fan. Who was that?
Oh, I didn't even mention. I skipped over. Frasier.
Yeah, now I'm offended by that. I love Frasier Crane. That show, like the show Frasier, that is my show. That's one of my all-time favorite shows. The original.
Yeah.
They brought it back.
Yes, they did.
That was all right, but nothing's like the original for me.
I put that with Big Bang Theory. What are they doing here? But now a third rendition of Frasier. Get out of here.
But I said you were going to offend someone, and secretly it was me. They got offended by that.
I can't believe I skipped over Frasier. Yeah, so Joey Tribbiani, Cleveland from Family Guy, Frasier, Chachi, and Sheldon Cooper, the five worst characters to get spinoffs in TV history, and now we're getting a third rendition of the Big Bang Theory universe.
For the record, I do not agree on the Frasier part.
Where are you on Sheldon Cooper and Big Bang Theory?
I never really got into Big Bang Theory. My mom loves the show, but it was never my thing. Never got into it. So I've watched it here and there. And I told you as well, I didn't even really realize that officially, you know, Young Sheldon, I kind of thought it might be.
Yeah.
But I didn't know officially that was a spinoff because I never watched that one ever. I don't think I've ever seen one episode of Young Sheldon.
I can at least get through Big Bang Theory. Young Sheldon, that show is horrendous. And the character is so... You can't have a show where the main character is so unlikable. And young little Sheldon Cooper, he's not cute. He's not funny. He's just annoying.
He's just a little jerk.
Yeah, you just want to kick him in the face. He's terrible. Terrible character. Got multiple shows, and now they're doing another Big Bang Theory spinoff.
We do not condone kicking children in the face, by the way.
No, that's true. I said it makes you just want to, but not actually do it.
I see Tyler weighing it out back there. I'm just going to put that out there.
Sometimes Kim might deserve it.
Depends on the child, right?
Yes.
Okay.
My nephew, there's multiple times I'm going to punch him in the back of the head.
In the back. But see, that's the back of the head, not the face.
Good point.
There's a difference.
Good point.
Oh, great. Touché. Great point. Another great point. I'm going to get away from the kicking the kids in the face as quickly as I can. Another great point from 281 saying, how about the Little Sheldon spinoff, Young Sheldon, whatever it is, this stupid show. The Shelby spinoff of George and Mandy. I forgot about that. That's right. We have a spinoff of the spinoff. There's now four shows with the Big Bang Theory characters.
I did not know that.
That Georgie and Mandy show, also horrendous. Terrible. Get these out of here.
Well, somebody is watching these shows, apparently, because if they keep giving them all these shows, someone's watching.
Lowest denominator. Sally says, I'm with you, Luke. It's ridiculous. Champ Slice says, Big Bang Theory sucks. Kick Rocks says, facts. Champ Slice also said, they're running out of ideas. Just develop something new, please.
Never. Nothing new.
713 said, huge Big Bang Theory and Friends fan. Sorry. Another 713 said, Frasier Crane is the bomb. I have the collector's edition.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you.
And 832 said, no Cleveland show slander will be tolerated.
Oh,
here.
Wow. Okay. Well,
I tell you
what. You like what you like, right?
Absolutely. Plenty of support, though, for my Big Bang Theory take, at least. Maybe not with the other spinoffs.
Seems like it.
Spinoff of a spinoff, that's way too meta for me on YouTube. 832 says, you're just not smart enough to get the humor. Okay. I tell you what, I love Arrested Development, and I think that's very intelligent humor.
I think that's one of the greatest, most underrated sitcoms.
Yeah. I think it's too smart for its own good.
Of all time. Yeah, that Arrested Development, man, if you haven't watched that ever, go check it out. You will laugh.
Yeah. But I think, like I said, I think it's too smart for its own good. I guess that's part of Big Bang Theory, where if you are limiting yourself to a specific demographic, then you're only getting a certain portion of the audience.
But as we see, there's enough of that demographic for them to get three spinoffs.
Yeah, three spinoffs now.
I mean, that's crazy.
It's crazy. Too much. Sheldon at seven seasons. I don't know. Sheldon at seven seasons. Thank you. So somebody like this. Sorry, I don't understand that text from 832. Please try again. Moving on. Point being, Sheldon Cooper, terrible character. I don't know why they keep making TV shows about him. Dirty's Daily, moving on. Would you spend 8 years in jail for $43 million? I ask this because Ryan Ferguson was a guy who was found guilty of a murder in 2004, was convicted in 2005, but then that conviction was vacated in 2013 after a key witness who testified against Ferguson actually changed their story and said, what I said was incorrect. He actually was not involved.
Wow.
And so they let Ferguson out of jail, and now he's been paid. The court's ordered to pay him $43 million for the wrongful conviction.
Wow.
Is 8 years in jail and a fake murder sentence worth getting $43 million?
No. I mean, there's nothing that guarantees you making it through that sentence. There's nothing that guarantees
that. That's fair.
I don't want to be in prison for 8 years.
I'm trying to find his age.
I'm good.
There's a photo of him. He's still a young man, right? So it would be one thing if you were 70 and what am I going to do with this money? But he looks like he's 40.
I guess that's a factor,
40.
Too, is how old you are.
Yeah, he's still got his whole life, and he's got $43 million. Tyler, would you be willing to do 8 years in prison if it got you $43 million after?
Not just no, but hell no. I was not built or made to be in that environment, my friends. I know I talk a lot of ish, but I was not built for that. So I'm going to go with not no, but hell no.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I wouldn't do it either for $43
million.
I'm not built for it either. I couldn't do 8 hours in jail, let alone 8 years.
And I'm so good looking, dude. Some dude would be trying to be banging me his girlfriend so fast.
Could be the belle of the ball. That could be nice.
Nah, man. Nah. And I would appreciate it. I would be, thankful that he found me attractive. But no, I can't do it.
That takes throw him in the hole to a whole nother level there, Tyler.
Oh, my goodness.
Whole nother level.
All right, moving on from that as quickly as I can. By the way, Sally said you are extremely intelligent. You have a higher humor intelligence. I think she's talking about me. Thank you very much.
Sally's a real MVP, man.
Okay.
Yeah, appreciate you coming to my support.
Thank you, Sally.
Adrian Peterson got into a fight. You told me this happened right here in Houston.
I think I saw that it was in Houston somewhere.
Did
well,
you?
Yeah, it was. Yep.
Wow, I didn't know that. I saw the video.
Yeah.
My whole thoughts on this.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I don't think Adrian Peterson won the fight, or at least not enough as he should. My thoughts on this is that Adrian Peterson was, he's built, he's an animal, right? You don't want to see him in the A gap. You don't want to see him in an alleyway either. But I always have this theory. It's not my theory, but I subscribe to the theory of the biggest guys, they never get tested, so they don't know how to actually fight. And I think we kind of saw that when someone stepped to Adrian Peterson with this poker game. I expected a little more from AD. Watching him in that fight video, I thought, this is kind of embarrassing for such a professional athlete and such an animal of a dude. But I wanted to see more.
Just from what I was reading, I think this is someone he actually knew. I don't think this is just like a random. So,
but still, I wanted to. It looked like he didn't know how to fight, is what I'm saying.
I mean, that's very possible. Or, you know, maybe he just didn't want to beat up his buddy. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know
if you get to that point if you don't, you know, if you're afraid to beat up your
buddy. Or I guess to really hurt him. I mean, you'd have to think that if Adrian Peterson wanted to. I mean, dude is strong.
But that's what I'm saying. He might be strong, but he doesn't know. Like LeBron, people always say it about LeBron James, too. Has he ever been in a scuffle? People always come to his defense. I don't think LeBron is, he's a freak of nature athletically.
Definitely.
You put LeBron in just a street fight, I don't think he does very well. These guys never had to fight. They're the biggest dudes. No one's ever stepped into them. You're not challenging them. Look, I don't know how to fight either, but I was the youngest of three boys, and I got my ass beat plenty. People step to me because they're like, yeah, you're the little runt. We're beating you up. I don't think LeBron ever had to get tested. So him, Adrian Peterson, even like an Aaron Donald, as scary as these guys are, I don't think they're actually good fighters because they've never had to do it.
I mean, that's a theory. That's definitely a theory. In the first place, why is Adrian Peterson out here fighting folks in the middle of a poker hall? Why? Like, was it that serious? Did it really come to that point?
I love Peterson.
Really?
I've got multiple Adrian Peterson jerseys, but he has fallen into financial hardships in recent years.
Yeah, I mean, that's an understatement right there.
Maybe he just really needed that money. He didn't like what happened with that hand of poker.
But did he actually lose the hand and he just got upset? Or was the guy trying to cheat? Like, what? Like,
yeah, I don't even know the context.
I didn't get more than just, okay, they fought. And someone, you know, something happens. Everyone pulls out their phones. So, but you don't always get the context as to, like, what led up to it, why it happened.
For sure. 713 does say, they said, go watch the video on his IG. They cut it off when he started laying it on him at the end. All right.
Talking about AP, okay.
Yeah. I guess so.
Yeah.
I don't know why he would post that video on his Instagram, though. That doesn't seem great.
It doesn't seem very wise.
281 says, AP cannot fight at all. Slow and no coordination.
Damn. They sound like they know him personally.
832, speaking of which, 832 said, the guy that works with me knows the guy who got in the fight with Adrian Peterson.
Okay.
He told me about it like 3 weeks ago. I didn't believe him at first until I saw the video today.
That's too funny. He's like, who got in the fight with who? No way. Stop.
Yeah, right. Of course. That sounds like a tall tale.
Cut the crap.
281 says, I bet Vernon Maxwell could beat up Adrian Peterson today. Maybe.
Yeah, Vernon Maxwell is a whole different animal, man. Like, yeah. He could probably beat up a lot of people. Let's just keep it honest. He could beat up a lot of people, even today.
By the way, getting back to the prison, 832 says, I'm doing it in a heartbeat. 8 years in prison for $43 million. You come out a millionaire, you forget all about those 8 years. I don't know.
All right.
I don't know if you'll forget about those 8 years.
You go ahead and do that 8 years. I'm going to pass on that.
Yeah.
I'm going to pass.
And 832 said, nope, not giving... Not doing the prison thing, given all that comes with those 8 years. You grab the soap.
Well, hopefully you're not grabbing it off the floor.
Yeah. And 936 says, it's AD, not AP, for all day Adrian Peterson. Yeah, I know. I get it. One of my best friends has a real pet peeve of his. He hates when people refer to Adrian Peterson as AP.
Still his initials.
It is his initials. I mean,
yeah. Gosh, find something else to get angry about, you dingo.
You know, people are so particular about certain things, right? We get it.
All day, Adrian Peterson, AD. That was like every day Eddie Gordado.
I think either one works. AD, AP.
I prefer AP because I think more people know who you're talking about. If I said, did you see the fight with AD? You might be thinking Anthony Davis. I don't know if people...
That's true because AP's been out of the league for at least a few years now.
In the league, I don't think enough people called him AD. I know that was his nickname. I grew up a Vikings fan, so I know it very well.
You know.
But I just don't think people really... I don't think that became a universal thing. I don't think people used it. And lastly... Here on Dirty's Daily, Shador Sanders with the speeding. What's the fastest? I know they talked about this earlier. Chris, what's the fastest you think you've ever driven?
Probably about 100, 105.
Wow.
Yeah.
105.
And that's not something I do often, no.
Tyler, you ever hit triple digits driving?
Yes. Multiple times.
I know Tyler has.
I'm a fan of speeding, you know.
Yeah. Oh. Tyler, you have that look of a guy that's like, yeah, I like speed.
I want to go fast.
Yeah, you got that look, man.
I want to go fast. Yes, I've hit triple digits. The fastest ever, probably.
I'm going to say about 125.
Probably in the ladies' Audi, about in the 120s.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. It's fun.
There's going to be a cop posting up now outside of this building every day waiting for Tyler to pull out.
Damn it.
They know exactly where he's at Monday through Friday.
Yeah. That's right. I don't think I've ever actually hit triple digits. I've probably done like 95. I've gotten so old so fast, though. I used to always do like the 9 miles above the speed limit. So if it was 75 speed limit, I set cruise control at 84, maybe even 85. Don't pull me over. Now.
Don't pull me over.
That's right. Yeah. But now, even now, like I don't really go above 80 anymore. I've gotten so old.
I think it also depends like where you grew up driving. Because in Texas, a lot of areas, the speed limit is just a suggestion. A lot of places out here.
They're more like guidelines.
Guidelines. It may say 55, but if you're going 85, 90, you're still good.
Yeah.
Because most people are going 85, 90 out here.
Yeah.
So you're good.
We'll end on this one from the 832 about the prison thing as we've just been bouncing around
right?
my stream of consciousness here for Dirty's Daily. 832 said 8 years and you get to be a millionaire while getting free housing and free food. It's like if you wasted 8 years with a woman but came out a millionaire.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
Hey,
monster shot.
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.